Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
The hilarious thing is we had a full-on prenup conversation. Meredith wasn't down.
No.
But she's got another plan. She's over there shopping for drawers.
I'll try to make it up in case he heard the conversation. You know, I can spice up our life just a little bit more. So I'm online shopping for a little bit of lingerie.
Meredith. What? All right, so basically, you're going to seduce him into thinking, hey, I need the house, blah, 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 blah. I can inform you of this right now. Davi can probably concur.
What?
This is our job. It's almost like your own personal Mansers.
Okay.
We're here to serve.
Yeah, so what's up?
Your husband could give two poops about lingerie.
What?
Like, it's the more expensive, the worst it will work.
Y'all don't care about it at all?
Most men will say they care to try and stroke your ego.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you care, we care. But realistically,
like
there's
confidence.
No dude out there that's like, I can't wait to see what Teddy. I can't wait to see, you know, with the straps and all that foolishness.
And the stockings. Like
nobody cares.
No?
Nobody cares.
You don't like that at all, the heels?
You only want to see that on a woman who you have never gotten before. Mm. Because now it...
Wait a minute. So you don't want to see the woman that you see all the time in it. You just want to see a new chick in it.
Right. Like and it's only because, like, when somebody gives you a gift, they wrap the gift.
Uh-huh.
But if it's just, you know, a regular, like, hey, I brought you home something, it don't have to be wrapped.
Right.
It's the same way with your woman. Your woman, honestly... You could have Joanna in expensive lingerie.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Or Joanna in her regular night sleep shirt and
tank
some drawers.
Top. Yeah.
Which one you picking?
The lingerie is cool because the women, it does something for you and for your confidence. Personally, I don't care. It's coming off pretty. It's coming off
quickly.
Pretty quickly.
Really?
Yeah.
Quickly. Yeah. I'm just that serious. And as much as they charge y'all for it,
it's so expensive.
That's where if men look at the price on it. I remember I bought somebody something from Agent Provocateur, and I told myself I refuse to ever buy because it was so expensive.
Some lingerie is very expensive.
Massively expensive.
What are we talking?
Oh, it was like this piece was like. It was like
$600.
Yeah.
La Perla. There's very fancy lingerie companies.
And I fell into the trap because they
cared. Did you just buy this
it.
Or they asked you?
No, I bought it for a gift.
Okay. All right.
And I was like, I'll never do that.
Because it came off in two seconds.
It was a waste of time.
Okay.
And I think if men are being honest and it's not about your ego or if it's not about stroking you like your, because if you love lingerie, then of course they're going to try and love what you love. But dudes don't care
at all.
I know we like looking at Rihanna and her Fenty stuff or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, but that's part of the Rihanna fantasy. That's part of the whole. The women who you have not gotten yet, I will say this, and you can fight me on it. Women who you haven't gotten yet, you want to see all dolled up like that because it's part of the whole. Ooh, this
fantasy?
Is taboo. This is something I ain't supposed to be looking at. But honestly, if I'm really talking about what's sexy. A woman in a t-shirt and some, like the, what's that, the Dina Howard t-shirt and my panties on. Right there.
Yeah.
Right there. That's home run. Oh, I come home and you wearing panties and a t-shirt? Oh, it's going down. You ain't going to even make it off
but
the island.
That's so cheap because, for forever, I've been sold that lingerie is what, you know, you guys like as well.
We'll do an informal poll. Men who listen to this show, and I've seen the ratings, so I know y'all listen. If you had the choice between one of your Vicky Secrets or one of your Savage Fenty, your baby girl strapped up with the straps from the knee highs to the teddies, the corsets, all that stuff, or her wearing some panties and t-shirt that just crest right over the butt cheek. Which one you choose? There's a lot of people talking about Orlando. Oh, wait. Orlando, you still tripping. You said, I'm still tripping. You said $600.
You did. That's how much you spent on a whole lingerie set.
Y'all can go to the website. Agent Provocateur.
Yeah. Not Asian. Agent.
Yeah.
Like a 007. Yeah,
I don't know what's that Asian Provocateur, but I tell you, it's Agent. A-G-E-N-T. All right. They got some pricey pieces in there. right, 888-429-0941. Let's see. Lingerie is like makeup. I always tell my woman she is perfect without it, but she says it helps her feel more confident. Mm. Same with this. All natural is how I want you.
Okay.
Lingerie don't mean jack. Give me the tea with them things poking out.
We got another one out the 813. I love how my wife looks with no bra and a tank top on in those boy shorts or the no shows. F the lingerie.
Oh man, boy shorts.
Yeah.
Are boy shorts cheap?
Cheap? Yeah. What do you mean cheap?
Like compared to like lingerie?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, y'all need to flood the block with those.
I love
like for
those.
Real. Your man who loves so you watching you stir some grits with them boy shorts on. Yeah, it's got to be grits.
It's no more lingerie, teddies, none of this. So you don't want any lingerie whatsoever.
Look at the people. Like, I mean, if you had to talk about it, it's 75-80% of the folks right here saying, yo, this ain't even worth it. Now, there's some people who would like it, but not a lot.
The only upside, really, that I see on the lingerie is that, like, when your girl is wearing it, she feels sexy and you know it's going to go down.
Yeah, that's
hot. Like, you know there's, like, a little preparation, a little buildup. The T-shirt... panties, you might want it, but she could be like, yo, I'm comfortable right now. Like, right. Get off
I'm
me.
Chill. Right. Leave me alone.
Let's see. You had that right on the head. Oh, T-shirt and panties all day. I love it when my wife wears a tee and panties. She is so hot. But I'd be lying if I said I don't get turned on when side piece wears lingerie.
That's what you were
maybe
explaining.
I just like the effort.
So if you're cheating or it's a fantasy, then lingerie is okay. But if it's just your girl that you see every single day,
I am not agreeing with that. And Davi did not either. We did not say you're not going to paint us with his sin.
Okay,
right.
Well,
like, yo, no.
But along those lines,
what he's saying, no. What he's saying is,
don't fall for it. Because I know somebody going to translate this to your girl later, and it ain't going to be right.
Dude, I will play back. Right. Remember when he went,
don't do it.
That's
don't
what happened.
Do it. Don't do it. You boy, you going to be a drama. what do you mean, Dom?
No, under further consideration.
John is on the phone. John, you're actually into the lingerie. Really?
Yeah, the lingerie all day, man.
Why? Tell me why.
It's like, this is like, man, your girl get a new hairdo, you feel what I'm saying? You don't want to see him plain Jane all the time, just a ponytail or a down. You want to see some excitement. And like y'all said, when she put that lingerie on, man, you already know it's business. You already know she's going to eat you alive. You're going to go to Pound Town and minister and turn up for that night.
So wait, so you can't get Pound Town in a T-shirt and panties?
Man, a T-shirt and panties, like you said, it's like she's going to be feeling kind of lazy. Oh, I got a headache. I really don't want to do nothing. That's kind of lame. When she come out with that lingerie on, you already know, man. That light bulb and then come on, man.
Okay. All right, man. I stand corrected. I appreciate you. Let's see. Carnell.
Yeah.
You went through this. What? Tell me what happened.
I'm from Miami, living here in Riverview. My wife and I have been together for 17 years. The first 2 years, you know, she's put on these fancy Victoria's Secret and the leather things and the little furry stuff. And it was cool, you know. But I found out how much she was paying for it. And I'm like, baby, I'm like, all you got to do is put on a smile and come out the shower with a light sheen of oil, and I'm satisfied.
It's on.
I say, if you just put on a T-shirt and that's it, I'm happy, you know.
Yeah.
And two days ago, she said, I remember you said you didn't really care for me to wear that lingerie, but it makes me feel good when I see you looking at me with those googly eyes. So it's not just about for us.
Yeah.
You know, we don't really care if she does it or not, but sometimes they want to do it because they get that look that we, you know, like, damn.
Well, Carnell, here's what we're going to do to save you money and to make her happy. You need to get your googly eyes game checked. Because when she walked by you in just a regular, like, she just woke up, she rubbing her eyes, she's like, hey, babe, good morning. You need to hit her with the googly eyes and just smack her on the booty while she walking by and be like, girl, whatever you do, wear that tonight. And, I mean, she going to feel like, oh, she going to get that shiver. That's going to give it to her.
This morning, she had on her work pants, and her butt was showing. I'm like, those pants look nice. And I smacked on the butt. I'm like, you been working out or something? She's like, no. I was like, those pants look nice. Yeah,
that's what you did. Yeah. You just made her day, player.
Where'd she work at?
You just made her day, player. They asking her at work. They're like, why you got a pep in your step? Because he smacked me on the booty this morning, girl.
Hey, that lingerie is nice, but that price, man, like you said, sometimes you're like, why would I pay all this just to take it off as soon as you get it on?
Yeah, exactly. That's one thing. That's trust me, it's part of the marketing that is going to them. We can't change their minds, but just make them feel sexy about that. You did that work with them uniform pants this morning. I'm telling you, she got a pep in her step. So congratulations, pimpin'. That's how you do it. Yeah, I hope y'all taking notes out there because we giving you game.
All right, but I like to switch it up every now and then.
Switch it up how you want to, but I guarantee you, if Anthony walked past you this morning with them ratty panties that you had
the
on,
ratty panties.
Like, I mean, I'm just saying the comfortable ones that you wear, the ones that ain't built for sexy.
Uh-huh.
They just like, yo, these are comfortable. I want to sleep in these. If you walked by him this morning and he was like, girl, if I had cash, I would throw it at you right now. And you would be like, what are you talking about? You're so silly. And you get that little blushy look. I mean, that's what we have to romance the ladies, not about the price tag that they wearing, because if you hit them with the everyday joint,
yes,
they like, oh my God, can I tell you that he smacked me on the booty this day, and I ain't even have nothing good on, and he was like, girl, come back home with that right there. There you go!
We got a text out the 813, it says, so when women buy men lingerie for a present, it's really not a present for the man, it's a present for them. Hashtag reverse gift.
It is a reverse gift. I spent a whole lifetime with
$100 just on you today, but
it's not on us.
It's not on us. It's on y'all. It's like and giving
it is for
and
you.
Opening a no, it's not. Opening a gift and seeing that it's something that your wife wears is lame.
What?
It's lame.
What?
I bought you a gift for me,
right?
But I can't show it to anybody else. It's for you.
It's not for me. It's not. And you know what? The quicker you stop lying to me about it, the more I will respect you. Like, that's just all it is. I'm just telling you the truth,
Orlando and the Freak Show.
Everybody out there, it's a revolt against the draws.
All right.
Just go ahead, try that t-shirt and panties thing when he comes home and see how it goes down. You'll thank us later.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.